Welcome to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin. Well, this summer, four Raschke's Elementary School students who are fourth graders, rising fifth graders, went up to New York City where they attended a very important dance institute. It's the National Dance Institute's Irene Diamond Summer Institute, and Lisa Kang, who is the executive director of North Carolina Arts in Action, kind of helped organize this and got all of this going. And she's here to tell us a little bit about the dance program in Chapel Hill and the Chapel Hill schools. And later on, we'll meet three Raschke's students, Hannah Davis, Khalid Williams, and Miles Addison. But first, Lisa Kang, welcome.
Oh, thanks, DG. Thanks for having us here today.
Well, this is kind of exciting to get a group of fourth graders up into New York City, getting the benefit of the kind of, the best, I guess, dance training maybe in the world.
It is. It's actually really quite an honor that actually we have three of the four students that went up to New York City to be a part of the National Dance Institute Summer Institute. It's a scholarship program. And we are affiliated with the National Dance Institute of New York, founded by Jacques d'Amboise 30 years ago. And we launched a pilot program at Raschke's Elementary this spring, and we had 110 fourth graders dance.
Now, is this everybody in the fourth grade?
In the fourth grade.
And how did you choose Raschke's? How did they, of all the schools in Chapel Hill?
We have a wonderful...
Well, we're just taking a quick break. We're just taking a quick break for Lisa to
Sorry
answer her phone.
Sorry about that,
You're just a busy
off.
Woman.
Okay. this wonderful woman named Shirley Berger founded North Carolina Arts in Action, recently located to the Cedars from Santa Fe. And she said to Jacques d'Amboise, I want to bring this program to the children of Carolina. She's at the Cedars where Mel and Zora Raschke's reside, and they introduced her to the principal, Deshara Mack. And they saw the program in New York, Deshara, and other educators at the school, and said, this is an amazing program, what it can do for my children here at Raschke's, because there's so much focus on the academic and not enough on the arts and physical fitness activities.
So it was the congruence of the Cedars in Metamont bringing some high-powered people to retire here who weren't ready to stop their service program, having the Raschke's at the Cedars there, and then having the school that's named after them close by is
right.
A part of the dynamics. Then what else worked?
Shirley said, well, let's do this. She was wonderful enough to fund the program. She incorporated it, put together a board, found an artistic director, Kirsty Spady, a local gal who has NDI training or National Dance Institute training. And then she found me, her executive director, and we got the pilot program going in January, where they danced for 14 weeks, twice a week, and at the end had a performance with 110 fourth graders. And we also got other parts of the school community involved as well, from the art department to the music department to having other students actually hand out programs. And so it was a community event that everybody participated at the school.
Well, Lisa Kang, what is the idea about how dance might be a very important part of the elementary school curriculum?
Well, our program is during the day, just like math, reading, science, and it's about excellence. It's not about necessarily learning to dance. It's about life lessons. It's about achieving the best you can. It's about working together and realizing that together you're much more powerful than the individual. And it's about a sense of community, life lessons. And that's what I saw happen at Raschke's.
There is a feeling that the arts, not just dance, but arts, music, painting, drama, all are being squeezed out of the public elementary school and junior high school and high school education because of the emphasis on the sort of the core requirements, and how does what's going on at Raschke's fit into that challenge?
Well, that's exactly why Ms. Mack, the principal, said, I want this program. I want to immerse my students in the arts because they don't have it. And this was her way of doing this. And we're off and running. We are in action. Not only is it wonderful because it's an immersion in the arts, but it's also amazing physical fitness activity. Kind of puts PE to shame on certain days. Although Miss Wood, the PE teacher, might disagree. But
so it's both art, it's a physical exercise and discipline and putting your life in order. But what was the regime, or what did they do? Is there a standard national curriculum that you put in place and just follow that? And if so, what is it?
It's a specific pedagogy that our artistic director trained for, with respect to not just learning the dance, but learning to teach dance to students and holding them up to the highest level of expectations and excellence.
If I walked in, would I think I was in a ballet class or a square dance class or a rap music class?
Absolutely not. We actually took the classics and made them contemporary this spring. And we did learn about our classical composers. And yes, we have Mozart here, Miles. But we made it contemporary. We had hip-hop. We had all different types of dance, very physical, very fun, and athletic.
I'm just guessing that of the more than 100 students that you had, some were more interested, more able, more talented than others. How did you take account of the varying degrees of talent and interest among the kids? Did everybody just do everything together?
Well, they were expected to do everything. And granted, some students were more enthusiastic than others. But a number of the students in the beginning who were like, oh, I don't want to dance, by the end, they all wanted to dance. And actually, they're very disappointed that they won't be doing the year-long program next year because we'll be working with another group of fourth graders because they want to dance. And we're going to see if we can't make that happen, possibly in a residency program in the spring for them.
So it's a one-year program, and then you have to leave it behind when you... Only way to keep in there is to fail the fourth grade.
Right. Well, one of the things that we want to do that we're different from a lot of organizations that come into schools is that we want to come in and we want to grow the program within the school. We want Arts in Action to be there for many, many, many years to come. And we want next year, as I said, to try to get a month-long residency for the fifth graders if we can find the funding. And then... have it from kindergarten all the way through fifth. And that is also the desire of the principal as well.
Well, what about other schools in Chapel Hill and Carrboro that might wish to do something like this? What do you tell them when they come to inquire?
We have a couple people knocking at our door, and we are talking to them about potential residencies. Ultimately, it is our goal to get this program across the state of Carolina. We're looking at Durham and another Chapel Hill school for this coming year.
Well, we've got three of your, I guess, your top students who were got scholarships to travel to New York and participate in a very advanced level institute. And how did they win this honor?
Well, it was a very difficult decision because there were a lot of very talented, dedicated students, and it was not an easy decision. We knew that they needed to really want to dance because for 6 hours a day, they were going to dance. They did ballet, tap, jazz, African, percussion. They also had instrument lessons as well. And we needed to make sure that these children were also good citizens, good students of the school, and great representatives for Raschke's, Chapel Hill, and Carolina. And that's how they were.
So was there a competition, or did you just sort of take a look at the principal and the group, just take a look at
our artistic director, our principal, I participated in a couple of the teachers, and we had a discussion about who we thought should go. And like I said, there's still a long list of children we would have loved to have taken.
Well, let's find out after we take a break from these kids exactly what their program was. And I'm talking to Lisa Kang. We'll be talking to three of the Rashkus students who spent time in New York after this short break. Welcome back to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin. I've been visiting with Lisa Kang. Lisa is the Executive Director of North Carolina Arts in Action, and she's been telling me about a wonderful dance program that the fourth graders at Rashkus Elementary School had this year, topped off when four of them were selected to go to New York City, where they attended the National Dance Institute's Irene Diamond Summer Institute. And Miles Addison, how about you telling us what was this trip to New York like?
It was pretty fun. It was actually my second time going. I've never been to New York. It was pretty exciting seeing all of the tall buildings just on the street then the stores right in your face. That was just pretty amazing.
Tell us about the Dance Institute. Was that rigorous and hard or just fun?
It was hard and fun, actually. I've never taken ballet, tap, or jazz. I've only done music. And it was pretty amazing learning all three of those.
What was it like the first day? Were there other kids, strangers, strange kids? Were you frightened? Run through that first day with us.
It was pretty scary, actually. A few people walked up to us and said that we had a few accents. Then
they accused you of having an accent.
Yes.
You're kidding me. You don't have an accent. You've got kind of a northern accent. But they thought. What did they say about the way we talk?
They said I talk a little country.
No. And what did you say back?
I said I don't have an accent.
And what? Tell us about. Did you start to work that first day in with exercises and drills and
mm-hmm. what? Pretty much, actually.
What did you tell your family about what you were doing that first day?
I talked to them on the phone, like every night before I went to bed. I told them that I was having a good time, great time, and I'm doing a lot of exercise.
Well, was the instruction in New York different from what the instruction was that you got at Rashkus in dance?
Yeah, a lot. We thought we was going to have Kirsty, which was our dance teacher at Rashkus, but we ended up not having her, so.
She was an instructor up there, but didn't teach you all, is that?
Yes.
You were hoping you would have her, but you didn't.
Yes.
Well, tell us about the teachers you did have.
We had a lady named Bianca. She was pretty cool, too. She's coming down in the at Rashkus for a month, I think.
And what is she, a good, what kind of dance does she?
She was our tap teacher.
Uh-huh. And what did she look like?
She was pretty tall, curly hair, light skin.
And so she's going to be coming. And I kind of thought you didn't have a little crush on her or anything, did you?
No.
Well, this is great. Anything else you want to tell us about your time in New York? Miles?
No.
Well, Miles, that's great. And one of the other Rashkus students who was up there with you was Hannah Davis. And Hannah is with us today, too. And Hannah, what was so special about your trip to New York and the participation in the Institute?
Well, I really liked learning about the new kind of dancing. I've never taken tap before, and especially African was very, very new.
Now, are African and tap are different? These are two different things?
Yes.
Okay. On the radio, you can't tap dance, but what's the secret to being a good tap dancer? What did you learn then?
Bouncing. Because you have to really listen to the music, but you have to really count your head really well. So the way to do both of those at the same time is to bounce.
What does that mean?
To keep in tempo.
You just kind of keep going. You bounce up.
So then you can think about your dance steps in your head.
So you sort of automatically are kind of like you see cool cats going down the street bouncing up and down. That's what they train you to do as a part of tap?
Yeah. That's what Bianca always taught us.
And how did she say, did she have you a little phrase that she would remember, like bounce while you do such, what did you do?
No, not really. She would just stop us and say, who's bouncing, just start bouncing. You got a cowl in your head.
But now you think about tap as being tickety clickety click click click, all this motion with your feet. How do you learn to do that?
There's really no special way. You just practice and practice and.
And practice. Well, now, I don't know what you're talking about when you talk about African dance. What is African dance?
African dance is kind of like modern. Well, not really, but it takes a lot of energy. So it's like kind of like modern, but it's a lot of.
Now, these guys
it's
are.
It's hard to explain it. It's like. Yeah. It's not like ballet or tap or jazz.
Yeah. A little bit of jazz.
Miles is going to help you a little bit. How would you describe it, Miles?
Well, African has a little bit of jazz in it. It's not a lot. And African is like, there's this lady named Nikki Marshall. She came down. She was the one that did African with us. And she actually went down to Senegal and did it. Took a few African lessons and came back down.
Well, now, y'all help me with this, and Hannah, jump back in here. But if I'm thinking about African dance, would it be? I would expect somebody to be in an African costume and kind of with rhythm, moving around in a circle or something like that. Or is it different?
There are a lot of circles involved in it. In Africa, when they have like special cultures and special dances for the like traditions, and so they will wear costumes.
Well, what was your favorite dance? What is your favorite dance?
My favorite dance was probably Soli. It was an African dance. It's a dance about when younger children become adults.
Wow. Well, we might come back and talk some more about that, but we've also got Khalid Williams, who was there. And Khalid, you've heard these guys talk about their first day in New York at the Institute. Anything different happened to you on the first day?
Well, I've been in New York a lot, and I was born in New Jersey, so it felt really weird to, or it felt really nice to get back into the city.
So they didn't tease you about your accent, huh?
No.
You could put on a New York or New Jersey accent.
Yep. But
What about the classes that first day of the classes at the Institute?
It was really fun. At first, I didn't like African that much, but then once we did it in our two-hour block, it got really fun. And I had taken tap before, so that was kind of easy.
Well, what was it about the African dance at the very beginning that kept you from liking it right away?
Mostly frustration. It was just really hard for me.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It was hard. It's,
yeah.
It's hard. And what was, can you remember what was so hard about it?
Remembering to get down to earth was hard because.
It's like one of the main things.
You have to put your feet, you have to use your feet to press into the ground.
You have to push your feet down into the ground, kind of.
Get the move down to earth and like natural.
Don't break it, don't fake it.
And at first, that was kind of frustrating a little bit. And then when did you start to like it?
Well, we had another teacher come in to help us with it named Arthur, and he was just awesome, and so he really helped with it. Then he ended up being our jazz teacher, and he made it really fun.
Now, what is different about jazz? What do you do when you jazz dance or dance to jazz?
You gotta act sassy, Matt. Hannah might want to field this one. She's taken it before.
You going to jump in, Hannah, and help us?
Yeah. The kind of jazz that we were learning, it was really sassy. Like, you did a lot of poses and...
You're kind of showing off a little bit.
Like,
you're kind of...
Prissy hands.
Got to put the hip into it.
Did a bit of West Side Story in it.
Oh, wow.
Hip into it. Don't forget that.
Wow.
We did that.
Well, y'all, we're talking to three great kids, Hannah Davis, Khalid Williams, and Miles Addison, about their experience as a part of a National Dance Institute program in New York City. They came from Raskas Elementary School, and we'll be talking more to them after this short break. Matt, who's talking. This is D.G. Martin. We're talking about the experience that several Raskas Elementary School students had this summer. They got to go to New York, and it was a part of a wonderful program that Lisa Kang, Executive Director of the North Carolina Arts in Action, has been telling us about. But I've got three great kids who've been telling me about dance, and so I want to talk to them some more. First of all, Cleve Williams, we visited with you about dance, and you've been to New York a lot of times. What were the most fun things you've done this summer, both in New York and at home?
I have some family up in New York, so it was really great seeing them.
And what kinds of things did y'all do?
We went down to the Village.
Uh-huh.
And that was really fun.
What's the Village?
It's like the music place in the East Side.
Uh-huh. And do you have any interest in music? Do you play the drums or anything?
Yeah, my brother taught me a bit at home. And I got to play the djembe part in our music piece.
You have to tell me what that is.
That's an African drum.
Can you give us a little example on the table here?
It's
can you give us the beat?
Okay.
Man, that's great. That's good. And can everybody dance to that? Can we dance to that?
Yeah.
That's
kind of amazing. Yeah, we didn't drumming dance to it. Everybody did drums.
You all did the drums. Now, you were a little bit ahead of the game because you'd already been practicing on the drums. Is that right, Cleve?
Yeah, I guess.
When you're back home in Chapel Hill, what do you do when you're not dancing or playing the drums?
I hang out with my friends a lot and, like, sometimes I play football or just play video games. No, I also do fencing.
You're a fencer too?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, how does all this lead you to thinking about? Now, you hope you hadn't decided what you want to be later on, but after you get out of school, have you thought about some of the things that you might put this talent to use doing?
I love to act.
Blinking.
And to sing, so. My goal is to get on Broadway someday.
Wow. As a singer, musician, or as an actor?
Actor.
As an actor. And do you have a kind of special part that you'd like to play?
Some guy who sings.
All right. So a musical. Might be in a Broadway musical. All right. Well, folks in Chapel Hill, you heard it here first. Hannah Davis, tell us about some of the other things that you've done this summer other than dance.
Well, we went to the Yankees baseball game, which was very fun because we got to sit in the owner's box and meet George Steinbrenner.
No, come on now. You got to meet Steinbrenner?
Yes.
And what did you do? Were you the one who put him onto these recent trades that he did to beef up the Yankees? Did you give him this idea?
No.
And what was it like in the owner's box?
Well, it was very air conditioning, and I like that. Yeah, we're shouting out, get foul balls and get home runs.
Put the hat out there.
Yeah. And we all got hats and shirts.
And did that make you a Yankees fan for life? Yeah. Are you going to be pulling for the Yankees forever?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, thanks to Mr. Kupek. He got the tickets for us.
Well, that's great. And I guess Mr. Kupek's daughter was with you. Is that right? What was her name?
Her name was Emily Kupek.
Emily Kupek. Sorry she can't be with us, but she was there with you, and you think her daddy arranged for the trip to the Yankees game. Well, that's great. Now, what else in New York did you like?
Well, I really like dancing because it makes me feel happy, and the people in the audience like watching you, and it makes them feel happy, too, and that's just a great feeling for me to have.
Wow. Well, now, Hannah, what about when you're back home in Chapel Hill? What do you like to do? What about swimming? You have any like to swim a little bit?
Yeah, I like to swim, but I don't take swimming lessons. I collect salt and pepper shakers.
No, you're kidding.
So,
you do?
Yeah.
And where do you get them?
Well, we have a beach house, and Southport they have a lot of miniature old-fashioned shops, and I get a lot of my salt and pepper shakers there.
Wow. How many pairs of salt and pepper shakers have you got?
Probably 30.
Wow. Wow. Now, what about other music? Are you into singing or playing the piano or anything like that?
I like singing. I sing in the church choir, and I do play the piano. I've been playing for about 5 years.
That's great. Is that everything? What are you going to be when you, or what are some of the things you're thinking about you might like to do when you finish school?
I don't know. I do want to be a performer.
Wow.
I really want to dance because I just love dancing. I just can't get over it.
Wow, that's great. So this was kind of a great gift for you to have this program at Raschke's School. Well, that's terrific. Now, Miles Addison, how about you? What did you enjoy doing most up in New York?
Probably going to restaurants. There's this restaurant called Jekyll and Hyde. It was pretty creepy when you first walked in. There's a little thing that came down on you.
Looks to me.
Yeah, ceiling. Skeletons. Ceiling, yeah, collapse. Ceiling. That was kind of weird. And we went to a show called, well, it was, what are you, how do you, I don't get out of, no, the Macy's. There's this place called Macy's. We went there, and it was pretty amazing. They had perfume, clothes, shoes.
What kind of perfume did you get, Khalid? I mean,
That's a little private.
Miles, I'm sorry. Yeah. Miles, you got to go on the stage because you're a comedian.
I didn't get nothing, no.
Just
that's me.
Sort of window shopping at Macy's.
Yeah.
Walking around.
Yeah, they had 8 floors. We went up and down the escalators.
What about when you got back home to Chapel Hill? What have you been doing to keep busy?
Just playing my game most of the time. And
are you in electronic games?
Yes, electronic games. I enjoy skateboarding, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've been trying to learn how to skateboard.
Now, what about other, you've heard these other two say that they would like to be performers when they grow up. What about you? Are you a sports guy or are you a being on stage guy?
Well, people call me the comedian, sports person, and pretty good at cooking, actually.
Well,
there's this, it was the week before we left. We went to a show called The Lion King. That was really amazing. I've seen the movie Lion King. I've never seen the play of it. It was. I liked the play better than the movie. The costumes were amazing. Like Simba, they had the mask that flipped down.
Wow.
That was cool.
Now, let me just ask you this. You're a basketball player and you're a dancer.
Yes.
Is the dancing helping you to be a better basketball player? I'll tell you that while you're thinking about it, I'll tell you the reason I ask is that I have read along the way that some college basketball coaches have had their players enroll in dance class so that their coordination would be better. Do you feel like so? Now I ask you again. You think you might be a better basketball player because you can move around on the dance court?
Well, probably ballet helped me a lot. We did a lot of passes, and that helped my calf get stronger and my abs. We did a lot of push-ups and sit-ups. So probably, yeah. And my coordination and jazz, we had to move a lot. And you had to know which was downstage, upstage, right stage, left stage. So, yeah.
Well, this is great to have a chance to visit with these great kids from Raschke's Elementary School. They'll be fifth graders when school starts, but they were part of a fourth grade program of this wonderful dance program, Lisa Kane, that you've been telling us about. We're going to take a quick break, and Lisa would like to visit with you some to learn more about the program. Lisa Kang and I'll be right back after this short break. Welcome back to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin. Well, we've been visiting with several students at Raschke's Elementary School. They were fourth graders last year, rising fifth graders. They've just come back from New York City, where they attended the National Dance Institute's Irene Diamond Summer Institute. And Lisa Kang's also with us because, Lisa, you've helped us understand or helped explain to us about the dance program and about how these kids happen to be selected. Now tell us a little bit more, if you will, about North Carolina Arts in Action. What else are you doing other than this program? Is this it?
Well, we did the Summer Institute, and we are getting ready to go for having our first 30-week program. We did the pilot program, which was only 14 weeks. We'll take the entire fourth grade at Rashkiss and once again work with them. We'll also have the Arts in Action All-Stars, which is an after-school program for about 20 to 30 students who are really interested in dance.
These are these upcoming fourth graders mm-hmm. who are specially interested will have some extra training. Is that
exactly? And then at the end of the year when we have our performance, these students will be featured performers at the event. We'll also be doing a number of other type of residencies. One would be with our fifth graders, very possibly at Rashkiss for a month, and they will too participate in the end of school performance. We are looking to also do a residency at another school in Chapel Hill, and we haven't quite selected that school yet, and also to start making our way into the Durham school system this coming year as well. So we have
a lot
on our plate.
Well, Lisa, let's talk about some of the people who are involved. There's a real stir in Chapel Hill about this guy, Jacques. Jacques d'Amboise. And how can I say this? But all the women that I'm connected with have kind of fallen in love with this guy.
He is very charismatic.
And tell us about him and about his dance background and why we're so excited, or why people are so excited, other than the fact that he's kind of must be charming and good looking and all of this.
Well, Jacques is like no other person I have ever met. He danced for the New York City Ballet for many, many years as their principal dancer during Balanchine. And he never actually got a formal education. His life has always been in dance.
This is a French name. Is he French or
French
is this
Canadian.
Just
French Canadian? But he's actually American.
He's an American with a French Canadian background, but it sounds so Jacques.
Yes.
I mean, this is a great name. How did he get into ballet?
He did when his mother moved to New York City. She got him involved, and through people saw his genius as a young child, and he pretty much started at a very young age.
Is his strength now in teaching or in administration and development?
Well, he's an extraordinary educator. He's received the MacArthur Genius Grant. He's has a number of affiliate programs throughout the country. National Dance Institute is 30 years old. He founded while he was still at New York City Ballet because he wanted to give back what he had received. And he's affecting so many lives of children in New York City. Now there's a program in New Mexico. There's one in L.A. There's one in Aspen. There's one in Maine, one in Richmond. And now there's one here in Chapel Hill.
And is it all these programs are the ones which send representative kids to the summer program in New York City?
Actually, we were the only other school invited. The other 100 participants were New York City school children who did the national dance.
So Chapel Hill was the only group other than the New York City kids.
We were the only other children invited to come and dance.
Well. Now, the other person whom you mentioned earlier, who is the founder of North Carolina Arts in Action, is Shirley Berger, who's sort of a newcomer to Chapel Hill. Can you tell us about her?
Yes, she's absolutely wonderful. I know she's not going to be happy with me saying this. At the age of 83, when most people are ready to just enjoy life and take things slower, she's taken things up a peg and brought this wonderful program to Chapel Hill. and to the children of Carolina.
What motivated her? Was she a dancer when she was young, or what?
Not at all. She met Jacques in New Mexico when he was starting the NDI program there over 15 years ago in a water aerobics class.
What?
And he told her that this is what we're doing, this is what we did in New York, and I want to do it here in New Mexico. And she said, great. She ended up getting involved on their board and was one of their founding board members, realized the potential that it had for the children of New Mexico and how it changed so many lives. And when she moved here, because her family's nearby, she wanted to do this as well for the children of Carolina.
Well, it's a great example for me to have somebody who comes into a new community ready and it has every reason to just relax and retire, and then to jump in and do something. How did all of this get you involved?
Well, my husband is Emil Kang. Some people call him the art czar at UNC. And
I think everybody does.
He's not too fond of that, but I like to tease him about it. And Emma and I, my three-year-old, came about a year ago. And I decided I wanted to get back into the workforce. And a dear friend, Doug Zinn, introduced the idea to Shirley that I come on as their executive director. And sure enough, in December, she asked me. In January, I was on board. And here
well,
we are. Couple months later.
It was an incredible story. The other person that we talk a lot about is your artistic director, and one of our great kids has already mentioned her as a wonderful teacher, Christy Spady,
and she's absolutely fabulous. She has a dance institute in Raleigh that is growing in leaps and bounds. She's so phenomenal. She is a performer. She's taken the lead role in Cats. She went to the School of the Arts. She's traveled the globe dancing, doing exactly what Khalid would like to do. And she ended up back here in Carolina. And Jacques actually saw her work a number of years ago with children at a festival and thought she'd be so well suited to carry this program forward for us.
Lisa, with more than 100 kids participating, can one teacher handle all of that work?
Well, we have an assistant instructor that works as well. And because we split the grades up, we took two classes. So the first hour, 8:30 to 9:30, we had the first two classes and then the next two. But as we got closer to performance, we brought them all together. And, you know, 110 were dancing.
And all under the supervision of one principal teacher with an assistant.
Right. Well, Kirsty Spade. And we do have a music director, Miss Julie, who's fabulous. And we have performances with other musicians that come. We have a percussionist who performed with us. And Jacques came down a number of times as a special instructor. To work with the children as well.
Do these classes take place? Where in gymnasium
in
or
in a gymnasium at Rashkiss?
Well,
it is.
Well, now these are great kids that you brought. We've had Hannah Davis, Khalid Williams, and Miles Addison. They're very, what would we say, very well behaved kids. But at that age, at fourth and fifth and sixth grade, they're kind of, how do you keep 100 and some kids, you know, they're into all different kinds of things.
Yes, they have a lot of energy, but because it's such a physical activity and it requires them to concentrate, mm-hmm. and Kirsty knows how. That's all a part of the pedagogy that NDI has taught her, how to work with children, how to keep them focused, disciplined, and achieve all that they can achieve.
Well, I wish we had more time. We've sure had a great time visiting with you, Lisa Kang, and with Hannah Davis, Khalid Williams, and Miles Addison, all students at Rashkiss Elementary School, participants in the National Dance Institute's Irene Diamond Summer Institute this summer. We're proud of them and grateful to them for sharing that experience with us. Thanks to all y'all.
Thanks, DG.
Thank you.
Thanks to everybody for listening. We'll be back same time tomorrow.